On Kent State University's Brain Health Research Institute Week, there's room for improvement in room design. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Byramzada, professor in the Health Design Program, examines one such instance.
Because trauma is one of the leading causes of death among adults, our research project toward a model of safety and care for trauma room design aims to design a safer trauma room for staff and patients. Not much research has been done about trauma room design compared to other medical settings, and we hope to fill in this gap by providing guidelines for designing safer and more efficient trauma rooms. The framework for this research is the Systems Engineering Initiative for Patient Safety, which is a process for describing and analyzing complex work structures. The five components of this model are people, organization, tasks, technology, and the physical environment. Our emphasis is on the physical environment component and is based on issues related to technology, sensory factors, workflow, and interruptions and disruptions. Our research is taking place over 4 years and will consist of 5 stages. We are currently in the first phase of the project where we are analyzing the problem. We have reviewed existing literature on trauma room design, convened focus groups, and reviewed case studies. After the problem analysis phase is completed, we will move on to the design and development phases. This will consist of design thinking sessions in which we brainstorm design ideas with end users. The design phase will progress over an iterative process of modifications until we achieve the best possible result. In the 4th phase, implementation, we will build a high-fidelity physical mock-up of our trauma room. In the final phase, evaluation, we will simulate various trauma scenarios in order to see how our trauma room performs under stressors similar to real life. Our evaluation will help refine design strategies that lead to more efficient trauma care and will inform future design decisions.
And that was Sarah Byramzada of Kent State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.